Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. If you're tired of being told that leadership is toxic, then his book, Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence, shows you why Churchill's old-school toughness still matters. You'll learn how courage is built through action, how modern leadership training is designed to make followers and not leaders. If you want to lead with strength and conviction, not weakness and apologies, then check out Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence. Available now on Amazon and Google Play Books, as well as Spotify. Links are in the description. And now on with memes. Number one, here's the difference between buying a house in America in 1985 versus 2022. It shows household median income versus the price for millennials versus boomers. At first sight, it doesn't look that bad because it took 4 years salary in 1985, and it takes 5 years in 2022 to buy a house. But back then, 54% of women were in the workforce, and today it's 56.8%. So why is it so much harder to buy a house? It must have something to do with the fact that people didn't have school debt back in the 80s, or didn't spend as much money on stupid stuff. What do you guys think? Is the larger square footage and amenities to blame for this? Up next, according to science, we might need 2.7 children per woman to avoid extinction. And globally, that number is sitting at 2.3 right now. That becomes irrelevant if we create artificial wombs and androids to mother them. And if all that fails to materialize, then uncontacted Amazon tribes will probably repopulate the Earth. The current fertility rate for some of them is 3.2 to 5.7. They will eventually migrate out. That or the Amish would do it if they didn't face any external threats. Then the kingdom of God would really be on earth. Number three, this woman wants a man in 2026 that does everything she wants. She only has to sleep with him once a year. He pays for everything and owns 2+ houses, among other things. She wants a good-looking friend-zone sim slave that does her bidding. She's obviously not asking for much. There were almost 2 million views on her post. I suspect she's just posting this as rage bait and people just see it as a joke. But seriously, a lot of women do actually think like this. Up next is this guy playing 4D chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Or is he just being sarcastic? He says that when he starts a business, he's only going to hire trans women because they will have men's strength while he only has to pay them women's wages. And there's no maternity leave, so he's going to be rich. If he's not joking, then I suspect that he's probably got a thing for trans women. And this might just be his cover story. If I was him, I'd be worried about workplace shootings. Number five, a woman was mortified that she bought a homeless man a meal only to discover that he wasn't homeless. Her virtue signaling backfired. But it's okay because she still managed to get some attention from the media. Maybe I should dress in rags and sit outside a McDonald's until somebody buys me dinner. I think it's probably the only way to get a woman to buy a man dinner in this day and age. I wouldn't be surprised if that homeless man was a multimillionaire. Moving on, is a woman behaving badly? She tried hiding meth up a dog's bum. Who does that to a dog? Especially one with such sad and painful eyes. But to be fair, that's probably not the worst thing she's put up that poor dog's swing swing. These days, guys need to get dog-pilled and realize this is normal female behavior. I guess this is what happens when your hiding spot is tighter than the evidence. Number seven, here's something you don't see every day. A real estate company, Royal LePage in Canada, projecting a price drop in Toronto of 4.5% for 2026. That makes me think it's going to drop much more than that. Every time I've heard real estate companies speak about housing, they always say that now is the best time to buy, because prices only go up, up, up. Now they're saying to wait until 2027. House prices are down 5 to 10% over the last 3 years, and with inflation, that's more like 30%. Now that I can buy a place without a mortgage, I won't. Screw the boomer homeowners. Up next, you might remember this woman from the last video where she makes insane demands on men. Brian decided to use FaceApp to make an image of her if she was a male and asked the question if she would date her looks match. What does she do? She tries to sue him. But for what damages? Reputational ones, perhaps. It's not like he cost her any financial damage. She's just pissed off because he proved to everyone that she would be an incel if she were a man. Most women would. Number nine, here's the cuck Pierce Morgan with his wife. He's supposedly in an open relationship and she looks like she wants to open up that other man's pants. People are saying that Pierce Morgan is going through a lot lately. Well, by the looks of this, she looks like she's going through a lot as well. Probably a lot of other men, that is. His life is basically a humiliation ritual, and I've reserved this king his very own chair so he can see her get smashed up close. Moving on, Australia launches youth social media bans for anyone under the age of 16. I think this is a great thing for young people. But it's not like they're going to stop using social media. They'll just have to figure out how to get VPNs with their allowance money and use their brains to go around the restrictions that the state places on them. You can't put the social media genie back in the bottle. But this isn't about protecting kids. This is about age verification for adults so the government can spy on its own people. Number 11, here's another woman getting married to an inanimate object, or herself. This one is marrying a cardboard cutout of a video game character. And people wonder why the fertility rate is crashing and Japan's population is shrinking by almost a million people a year. And 38% of Japan's population is now over the age of 60. This just shows me that Japanese women want masculine men that make more than they do, and they aren't getting it. Up next, 1971, Michael Caine fell in love with his future wife by seeing her in an 8-second TV ad. She rejected him 10 times, but eventually relented, also forcing him to quit alcohol and cigarettes to be with her. This would never work today. He'd be called an incel stalker after the first rejection. But seriously, imagine being that obsessed over some Indian auntie. They've been married for 52 years now and their story is something out of a movie. Number 13, the dystopian nightmare only grows in the UK, with the government using cameras to detect emotions. I would get screwed because I rarely show emotions because I've always been hypervigilant. They also study the way that you talk as well. Well, I've got a nervous, avoidant personality, so they would peg me up to being no good, even though it's just anxiety. I'm pretty sure that if you even tried putting on one of these masks, they would stop you and ask you if you've got a license for that thing. Moving on, details of Piers Morgan's cuck relationship keep getting worse. She shares what happened on her special night with Hugh Hefner. I think most of us would rather be virgins than have to deal with what Piers Morgan accepts as part of his relationship. People say there is no evidence that they're in an open relationship, and people are just shaming him because he actually was asking Nick Fuentes if he's a virgin, basically to discredit him because he hasn't been laid before. Number 15, women in Europe say they want men willing to share childcare and housework equally, but men are giving them the finger and they aren't changing. Apparently, the countries where men are willing to do the least, the fertility rate is also the lowest. So I'm predicting that society will start blaming men for lower fertility rates because they refuse to be women's housekeepers. This is basically blaming lazy men for low birth rates. Imagine my shock that a feminist is writing this article blaming men. Up next, if humans do go extinct, octopuses could lead the next advanced civilization on this planet. Looks to me like some marine biologist is desperate for grand money and will throw any outlandish story out there he can. I don't think it's possible though, because while they are curious and intelligent, they only usually live for 1 to 3 years. How are you supposed to build an advanced civilization when you live for such a short period of time? Number 17, this guy is thrilled because his girl just got into nursing school. My condolences, buddy. Because someone has to tell him that nurses have the highest rates of infidelity out of all professions. On top of that, Arizona State University is a big party town, so it's a double trouble situation. It sounds to me like she's on a one-way trip to Hoville. Sounds to me like she's not his girl anymore. She already looks like she knows what's going to happen. Moving on, here's that moment when you realize that you're now older than the cast of Cheers. Yes, I'm older than all of them, but funny enough, I look younger than all of them as well. I guess the 80s were rough with everyone smoking, drinking, and doing blow, doing terrible things to their skin. People still can't believe that Woody Harrelson was only 26 years old in this picture. Looks to me like 40 in the 80s is like 60 today. And yes, he was that old. Number 19, Kelly remembers when men used to chase women passionately, and she misses it. What happened? Well, women asked us to stop, so we did. We don't want any false allegations. But more likely, it has to do with the easy availability of corn out there. We used to chase because we wanted to see what they look like without their clothes on. That's why women are dressing sluttier and sluttier now, because they have to compete with corn. Imagine how much worse this is going to get with sex bots. Up next, hundreds of elderly Swedes are raped by their home care workers. Why the hell would anyone be willing to smash a 70-plus-year-old woman? Then again, maybe it's an upgrade from a goat. Looks like the same thing is happening in Ireland as well. Gee, I wonder why. Why does the enrichment crowd have a hard time controlling their urges this much? Can't they just rub one out like a normal human being and be good for the day like everybody else? Number 21, here's The Rock with his lesbian daughter on the right and her girlfriend on the left. Well, we need to look on the bright side. At least she looks like a woman and wears a dress and hasn't gone trans like so many others in Hollywood. She's 6'5", so she was probably hit on by so many women out there that she finally said, I'll try and date for the other team. I also can't believe The Rock is 53. He looks like he's approaching 60 after losing all that weight. Moving on, this communist dude, Nelson Mandela, once said that poverty is like slavery and apartheid. It's man-made and can be removed by the actions of human beings. Talk about a word salad. In actuality, poverty in Africa is its default setting. And without Europeans there to help lift sub-Saharans out of poverty, they would be in poverty eternally. The white colonizers left Africa, and yes, the average GDP per capita is only $1,600 there. I doubt this will ever change. Number 23, a pilot, a Jedi, and a Sith Lord walk into a bar. And it looks like an entire legion of the Emperor's best bartenders await them. Oh, I'm afraid that the tequila will be quite intoxicating when your friends finally do arrive. Wedge looks like he's still only 19 years old. My main question would be who shoots first at the bar, and will someone use CGI to make it look like they've shot second? That Greedo scene was absolutely terrible. Up next, the Canadian government has been testing digital IDs behind Canadians' backs. They didn't consult the public. They're doing this without our consent, and I wouldn't be surprised if you won't be able to use the internet or have a job in coming years without some form of digital ID. It's going to be like the jabs. You didn't need to get vaccinated unless you wanted to travel on public transport or work. The super wealthy were immune because they flew private and were living off their investments. This will just be for the plebs. Number 25 and the last one looks like Lindsay Lohan is aging backwards. What happened? Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of plastic surgery, and she stopped drinking. Plus, her fake-up is a lot better on the right. This image also looks like it's heavily been photoshopped. Here's another photo so we know that it's actually real. Now, if only we could see how her liver and kidney aged as well. Here's the stuff she actually had done. That's quite a bit. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.